This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Rolpa landslide death toll rises to 10 as 5 bodies recovered downstream in Bhutan. Nepal Oil Corporation urges hotels, restaurants and party palaces not to stockpile LPG cylinders unnecessarily. And record rainfall hits eastern Japan, leaving 6 dead and thousands stranded. Now the news in detail. The death toll from a devastating landslide in Kotalbara, Thawang Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 of Rolpa District, has reached 10, after authorities recovered the bodies of 5 missing victims downstream in the neighbouring Bhutan District. The disaster, triggered by continuous heavy rainfall since Wednesday night, buried several homes and swept victims along riverbanks spanning both districts. According to Police Inspector Krishna Srestha of the District Police Office in Rolpa, all 10 deceased individuals have now been officially identified by the authorities. A joint search and rescue operation comprising personnel from the Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, Nepali Army and local residents remain active in the area. Authorities confirmed that the 3 people remaining missing following the disaster, while 2 injured individuals have been transferred to broader medical facilities for further treatment as search efforts continue despite persistent weather challenges. Meanwhile, a 20-year-old woman was found dead after a landslide triggered by continuous rainfall buried 2 homes in Tomsu, Triveni Municipality, Ward No. 9 of Bajura District. Following the collapse, a joint rescue team comprising personnel from the Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, Nepali Army and local residents launched an immediate search operation, eventually retrieving her body from the debris, according to Information Officer Naresh Bahadur Sahi of the District Police Office, Bajura. The disaster also left 2 others injured. Both victims were rescued from the site and transported to District Hospital Martari for medical treatment, where Deputy Superintendent of Police Saileshwari Bohra confirmed their condition remained stable. Nepal Oil Corporation has urged hotels, restaurants, party palaces and other commercial establishments not to stockpile LPG cylinders unnecessarily. The corporation said 14.2 kilogram LPG cylinders have been available in the market since the 15th of July. According to corporation, LPG imports and sales have increased by around 20% compared to the past. However, consumers have continued to complain about difficulties in obtaining cooking gas. The corporation said market monitoring carried out following complaints received through its rapid response desk found that some hotels, restaurants, party palaces and other commercial establishments were keeping more LPG cylinders than they actually needed. It has urged such establishments not to keep unnecessary stocks and to immediately return excess cylinders to the concerned depots for the distribution to general consumers. The corporation has also warned that strict action will be taken under the prevailing law if LPG cylinders are found to have been unnecessarily stockpiled. Khagaraj Bhatta, the parliamentary party leader of Nepali Communist Party in Sudarpashchim Province, has been appointed as the chief minister. Province head Nazir Mia appointed Bhatta pursuant to Article 168, Clause 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. Bhatta takes office as the 5th chief minister of the Sudarpashchim province, assuming leadership following the resignation of former chief minister Kamal Bahadur Shah amid shifts in the ruling political coalition in the province. The embassy of Pakistan in Kathmandu celebrated Pakistan's 80th Independence Day with a flag-hoisting ceremony at its embassy premises today. Messages from the President, Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Pakistan were read out during the event, which was attended by members of the Pakistani community in Nepal, embassy staff and guests. Speaking on the occasion, the ambassador-designate of Pakistan to Nepal, Mohammad Amir Khan, expressed high optimism for the future of bilateral relations between the two countries. He extended his best wishes for stronger Nepal-Pakistan ties in the coming days, highlighting key areas of growth such as connectivity, trade, and economic cooperation. Ambassador-designate Khan noted that efforts of the Nepal's new leadership toward national progress and social betterment, affirming Pakistan's readiness to work closely with the government to unlock new avenues of mutual collaboration. During his address, the ambassador-designate also conveyed the deep condolences and solidarity of the government and people of Pakistan to the families of Nepali climbers who recently lost their lives in the tragic avalanche on Broad Peak. He reaffirmed Pakistan's continued sympathy and support for the bereaved families during this difficult time. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 6 people have died and 5 others injured in eastern Japan after unprecedented torrential rainfall pummeled Chiba Prefecture, located near the capital city of Tokyo. The severe weather cut power to over 20,000 households and left approximately 7,000 travelers stranded overnight at Tokyo's Narita Airport. Local authorities originally issued a 5-level emergency warning, their highest alert level on Thursday, before downgrading it to a level 4. On Friday morning, the warning of ongoing landslide and severe flooding risk remains active. According to Japan's meteorological agency, the deluge was driven by warm, humid air flowing into the eastern region and combing with cold air above, creating highly unstable atmospheric conditions. The storm comes in the wake of several weather systems that have swept through Japan and neighboring countries during an unusually active typhoon season. Chiba Governor Toshihito Kumagai described the downpour as an extremely unusual situation even by Japan's historical weather standards, as heavy rains are expected to persist throughout late Friday, that is today. At least 7 workers were killed and 13 others injured after a massive landslide sent a sudden surge of water and debris gushing into an under-construction hydropower tunnel in Uttarakhand's Chamoli district on Thursday evening. The incident occurred inside a tunnel of the Bishnugarh Pipalkoti hydroelectric project operated by the state-run Tehri Hydropower Development Corporation, where roughly 22 workers were present during the shift. Multi-agency rescue personnel, including teams from the National Disaster Response Forces, a State Disaster Response Force, Indo-Tibetan Border Police, and local police, launched an immediate operation using makeshift rafts, heavy machinery, and headlamps to navigate the flooded tunnel and extract trapped personnel. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Rolpa landslide death toll rises to 10 as 5 bodies recover downstream in Bhutan. Nepal Oil Corporation urges hotels, restaurants and party palaces not to stockpile LPG cylinders unnecessarily. And record rainfall hits eastern Japan, leaving 6 dead and thousands stranded. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.